Now look, if you will, with me this morning. I want you in your Bibles, go to the New Testament. I want you to go to the book of Galatians this morning. Go to that very first chapter. And we'll read for you from verses 11 and 12. So book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. Anybody need more time? Will you say wait? Just take your time. We believe it's important to be able to see the word together. Amen. Not just know what somebody else is quoting to us. Amen?
Amen.
So book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. I'm going to read from King James Version. Whichever version you have will be fine, as long as it's a translation of the Bible and not a rewrite of the Bible. Verse 11 reads like this: "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." From those two verses, I want to speak from this subject this morning: the gospel by revelation.
Amen.
Thank you for standing. The gospel by revelation.
Yes,
you see this morning that as the church doors are open and as people will come from different places, that Reverend Robinson has been sent by God to stop by and to join the fellowship. And you know why people are led to come? Because when we become part of the body of Christ, we recognize that it's not the location.
Amen.
Where God is. God is everywhere.
Amen.
But God can direct us to find a place where we are comfortable fellowshipping.
Yes.
And we're glad that God will send him this morning.
Yes.
As he'll send anybody, because God is powerful. He is able. And it's good when we recognize as people that we are welcome in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
So let's keep that in mind as we go forward, because that's what this writer is talking about this morning here in the New Testament, the book of Galatians. You know, it's one of those areas. It's one of those areas where the church was pretty new. And by new, I mean the Christian church was new to the people that it was being exposed to. Now, God had carved out his group of people a long time before this. Thousands of years before this, God had called out Abraham and the children of Israel. So God had been represented. Even before Abraham, there was Adam and Eve. You know the story, right? God has always had that capacity to let his people know who he was and that he's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
But sometimes people, when it's new, when they hear the gospel for the first time, they may come with questions. They may have some doubt about who's speaking and who the word is really from. During my life, I've heard people who, when you come to them with the gospel, they'll say things like, well, man wrote the Bible. What makes you think it's so special?
Yeah, right.
What makes you think it's true? And when you go to them and you say, no, the Bible is the word of God. God, many people combined to write it because God chose to use them. But what we have to remember, and what I have to remember, is that until a person is born again, they don't really understand the Bible. They really don't understand that relationship that God wants with his people. And so we have to be very careful not to push somebody away because they're not where you are. They're not where I am. And we have to be open to share the word. And that's what this writer is doing as he's writing. Remember, he's writing to this group who have ears to hear. And they're listening. But they still have some questions. And so he comes and say, and actually if we roll back to the verse before, verse 10, and say, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ."
Amen.
Oh, there's a message there.
Amen.
The gospel is not about popularity.
Amen.
If you're going to preach the gospel, if you're going to teach the gospel, you have to know sometime you're going to step on somebody's toes.
Amen.
And you can't be afraid to do that. You know, we live in a society where everything is homogenous. Everybody wants to be the same. Society wants men to be women and women to be men. Want there to be no gender difference. But God say, hey, preach my word. And when you preach my word, you sometime going to cut somebody.
Yeah.
And the Bible would tell us, be careful, preacher.
Yeah.
Because the gospel cuts both left and right.
Yeah.
And that's just a reminder that, preacher, you need the gospel too.
Yeah. Right about that.
Because God is so good. And so we have to know how the gospel comes to people. How the gospel comes to saints. How the gospel comes to preachers. It's by revelation of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Nobody sat down and said, let me think about how can I write a good book that people will read for a long time and give me credit for. That's not what the gospel is.
The gospel
is God speaking in his own powerful way.
Yeah.
And then letting the saints know, the servants know, I'm using you. You need to stay the course.
Yeah.
You can't change what I said. Your job is to preach what I told you to preach.
Yeah.
It's to share the good news of the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people all the time, I'm happy to be at a church where we can be a throwback church.
Yeah.
We sing some songs that they sung 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Because the word of God doesn't change.
Yeah.
At the cross?
Yeah.
At the cross. Where I first saw the light. We need to let people know that that's important today, just like it was 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And 50 years from now, it will still be important.
Yeah. Right.
That we know it was at the cross
where
we first saw the light.
Yeah.
And that's how we can help somebody in this unbelieving world who are looking for a place to turn. It is sad, and we know that there's still that hurt and pain that we suffer when we lose loved ones.
Amen.
But the reality is the Bible, the Word of God, tells us that that's going to happen. Men and women don't live forever.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I studying the right Bible?
Yeah.
It says in the scripture there's a season for everything.
Yeah.
A time to live, a time to die.
Yeah.
But that's hard to understand when my time is short, when it's 20 years, when it's 25 years. It's hard for families to understand that that's their time, that God is still in control. And so when we bring them back to the Bible and remind them how this gospel comes to us, it can be a comfort to a family, because can't nobody do you like Jesus.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
He can give us the peace. He can give us that comfort we need. And then if we learn how to share that and pass that on to the next generation, to the ones coming behind us, then we'll give them something that they can use through their whole life that's not going to change. You notice that during this season, we talk a lot, the world's talk about, particularly in this country, it's voting time. It's time to decide which candidate you believe will represent you well and to throw support behind them and all that's good. There's a place for that. But we have to remember, no matter who's in office, God's in control.
Amen.
We do our best. We represent the best we can. But when we trust God, we go beyond just the political setting and we are hopeful that good people will be elected. But sometimes that may not be the case.
Amen.
That person who you support may not get the support that you want.
Amen.
But God is so good and he's so loving and he's so different. And so he's letting this writer know. Take time to let the people know. The people who are listening to you. The people who you're calling out. The people who you're training. Let them know how you came to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And then help them know how they will come to preach the gospel. And so the writer says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. Now, that's good news. If you or I decide we're just going to repeat what the world is saying, that's after man. And man changes all the time. Man's going to have a different agenda next week than what they had last week. And if you're not careful and start following people, you'll get caught up in that. And we won't be concerned about truth. We'll just be concerned about popularity. Who's going to support me? Who's going to get on this bandwagon? But God said, avoid that. He said, the gospel's not preached after man. In other words, whoever you are, and this is not just for preachers, don't get me wrong. This is for every saint. If you are born again believer, if you've been baptized and you've been raised up and have confessed Jesus, this is to you. And he says, you have to know where the gospel comes from. He said, it's revealed to men and women by God. Have you ever noticed that some scriptures become clearer as you spend more time with God? You read something once and it may not really sink into us. You know, we can read it, but it's not deep yet. But a month later, you read that same scripture and you say, oh, I didn't see that the first time. That's just the way God makes us aware and reveals to us what he wants us to know. Because God wants us to be strong. He says in the word, I don't want you to be ignorant, brother. And brethren is representing all humankind. I want you to know who I am. I want you to know what I'm saying. And we have to ask ourselves sometimes, God, well, why is it important that we know where this word comes from? Because if you don't believe that the word comes from God, it's useless. If we don't believe that God is the creator, then we're wasting our time. But once we believe that God is able, that God is the one who made every man and woman. That God is the light of the world. And when we put our trust in God, he is able to do for us what nobody else can do. The gospel by revelation. And so the three things that we see from this collection of scripture is, first, it's the same gospel for everybody. Same gospel for everybody. We don't change it because the year changes. When it gets to be 2023 and 2025, the gospel will be the same. And God wants us to be the same that it was 100 years ago. The gospel doesn't change based on what society is doing or thinking. And that's good news. So same gospel for all. And then it's good that we understand where the authority comes from. For preachers to preach, for teachers to teach, for the saints to share with somebody what is the good news of God. We have the authority from God himself. He said, go ye therefore to all the world and preach and teach the same thing that I preach to you. Same authority for all. And then it's the same source for everybody. And like we said before, if this was just a book, then it wouldn't have any power. But because God is the revelation for the word. And what we mean when we go back, there were many people who joined in writing the Bible. God used a number of different writers. He used a number of people to come together in meetings and congregating so that they could come to agreement for what the Bible would be in its completed form. That didn't happen in 2 weeks. That took years for people to come together. But we believe it was the Holy Spirit that allowed various groups and large numbers of people to come to agreement so we can trust the Bible today. So we tell people all the time, this is why we tell people, be careful. The Bible itself, the Bible does not teach denominations. Will somebody say amen? And by that, I mean that we're not going to heaven because we are under the flag of a Baptist, or Methodist, or Church of God in Christ, and just go right on down the line. It's about trusting in Jesus Christ. It's about believing the whole Jesus story. And the scripture tells us, like in Romans, when we believe the whole Jesus story, said we shall be saved.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And he's not saying in the future.
Yeah.
It's past tense.
Yeah.
When you believe it, you shall be saved. Yeah. So from that point forward, stop questioning God as to whether you can go to heaven or not. God said the door is open.
Yeah.
If you confess and believe in Jesus. So I can't be up here fumbling and saying, I'm not sure Jesus was born of a virgin.
Yeah.
You're right about it.
I got some more growing to do if that's why I am. I can't say, I believe Joseph was the real father of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't buy that Holy Spirit thing.
Yeah.
I got some more growing that I need to do. But all when I can believe that Jesus had no sin.
Yeah.
When I can believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. When I can believe that Jesus, after he taught and after he performed miracles, that he decided just to sacrifice himself on Calvary's cross for you and for me. Why did he do that? So he could open the door for us. Because God always understood that, Pickens, you can't get to heaven on your own.
That's right.
You ain't smart enough.
Yeah.
You don't have enough money.
Yeah.
You don't have the map. You don't know the way.
Yeah.
But if you will ride with me, if you allow me to guide you and direct you, if you confess and believe, I'll show you. I can open a door that nobody can close. Isn't God good?
Amen.
He is a mighty good God. And so we just come to understand this gospel is by revelation.
Yeah.
It's not by accident.
Yeah.
It's not about education. You may be like, maybe you got a second grade education.
Yeah.
God can show you that he is real.
Yeah.
Maybe you got two PhDs. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
God can show you that he is real.
Yeah.
Because it's about revelation. And revelation comes when we open our heart.
Yeah.
When we understand that God is moving on us.
Yeah.
And he gives us something that nobody can ever take away.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love the story. I love the good news, and I love the idea that God can use any of us when we confess and believe.
Yeah.
And so we've been singing these songs at the cross and down at the cross and Calvary and pass me not. And they all lead into the same thing. As we come to know Jesus Christ, we've got a comfort.
Amen.
We've got a peace.
Yeah.
We've got that knowledge that the gospel is worldwide.
Yeah.
The body of Christ is worldwide.
Yeah.
And God brings us into it. What a privilege to serve a holy God.
Yeah.
Isn't he good?
Yeah.
Is he worthy to be praised?
Yeah.
Oh, he is a loving God. And so when we come to this time and we come to fellowship, that's why we're happy.
Yeah.
That's why we enjoy being around one another.
Yeah.
Because we don't count the numbers. We count on God. And God will give us exactly what we need in this time of challenge. So please just remember, this gospel is by revelation.
Amen.
It's the same gospel to all. It's the same authority for all. And it's the same source of the gospel for all.
Yes.
And when Jesus went to Calvary, he knew what he was doing.
Yes.
It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't that the Romans had him under their thumb. It was that Jesus knew what the mission was. The mission was to confirm that he, Jesus, was the Son of God.
Yeah.
That he, Jesus, could pay the full price for sin.
Mm-hmm.
For all humanity. By dying on the cross.
Yeah.
And I there used to be a song that would say, he could have come down from the cross. And I remember telling my choir once, that's not a valid song. We don't sing that because he couldn't come down.
Amen.
That was a mission. That was a work.
Yeah.
And when you come to know that Jesus didn't make a mistake, the Romans didn't crucify him by their own doing.
Yeah.
He wanted to be crucified.
Yeah.
He wanted to pay the price.
Yeah.
He wanted to hang on that cross.
Yeah.
His blood had to be shed so that you and I could be washed from our sin.
Yeah.
And once we were washed, then he was good. Now he could go into that grave.
Yeah.
But you notice the grave was a borrowed tomb.
Yeah.
I didn't have his name on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a borrowed tomb because he wasn't going to stay there for very long.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went into the grave, and the scriptures say he stayed there through Friday night.
Yes.
And all day Saturday and Saturday night, but it tells us that early on Sunday morning.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
our
yeah.
Lord and Savior got up out of that grave, didn't
right,
he?
Right.
He got up out of the grave because the price had been paid in full.
Yeah.
Now is a time of celebration.
Yeah.
Now it's a time of good news.
Yeah.
And so you and I share that good news by revelation of Jesus Christ. He is still the same God today. Because when he got up, he was living, and he's now at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
That's why a saint can be happy.
Yeah.
That's why a church can be full of the Holy Ghost, because we know that God is on the job for us right now. He is a mighty good God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. The next time somebody comes to us, and they're wondering which way to turn, they wonder what they need to do in their life.
Yes.
Somebody needs to remind them. God is able.
Yes.
God is powerful.
Yes.
God is a way maker.
Yes.
He's a bridge over troubled water.
Yes.
He's our bright and morning star.
Yes.
And so we come by to say hallelujah.
Yes.
Preacher, why do you say hallelujah?
Yes.
Somebody died yesterday.
Yes.
We say hallelujah because if they were believers,
yeah.
They are in a better place.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to praise the Holy God.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to praise a living God.
Yeah.
He's worthy. Is he worthy?
Yeah.
I believe I got some witnesses here.
Yeah.
Is he worthy
yeah.
to be praised?
Yeah.
Let's give God a hand clap of praise. He is a mighty, mighty good God. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, God. God is right there for us right now.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."